The Wanderer, Episode 2 of Bailey's Way, starring Esther Purvis-Smith.
I hate karaoke. What possesses people to stand up in public and make fools of themselves? It's hot in here. I hate smoky crowds. The beer tastes flat. I'm Constable Tannis Bailey, and I'm in a lousy mood.
Here they come, Bob and Sue.
I hate people having fun. I'm 5 days into my 2-week suspension for police misbehavior, insubordination, and discreditable conduct. I went off on my own without orders. I put my nose in where it didn't belong, and I crossed my superior. Not bad for a day's work.
Hi, Ace. Sorry I'm late. How you doing?
I'm as happy as a little bird.
Cop on the shelf, not so funny.
How come you're limping, Donaldson? Trip over something? Your last faux pas?
Beer's flat.
That's what I thought. You want to go somewhere else?
Yeah, as far away from karaoke as humanly possible. God, it's smoky in here. Let's just drive around.
Fine with me. Sorrow Seeks Company. That's the name of that tune.
Hey, Donaldson, you want to hold my hand?
You seem distracted. What's up? How come you're limping?
My wife kicked me.
Really?
Right in the kneecap. I went over there for a summit meeting. I wasn't in the door for 2 minutes and we were yelling at each other again.
Did you resolve anything?
We're getting a divorce.
That's what you said last time.
It's definitely the best thing for us. We've just been stalling.
You want to go get an x-ray?
I'll see how it looks tomorrow.
Ray, if I ever tell you I'm getting married, just take me out somewhere and shoot me.
What if I asked you to marry me?
Shoot both of us.
8136.
Donaldson, over.
Have a message from your sister, Detective. Over.
Copy, go ahead.
She just said to tell you that your mother went wandering about 10 minutes ago. That's it. Over.
Thank you, out. Damn it.
Went wandering? Your mother? What?
She has Alzheimer's, Ace. It's our little family code for it. She's gone missing. This isn't the first time, either.
Oh, we were only lovers once, Ray.
I know I should have told you, but it's been hard to handle. My sister's dealt with most of it. Mom lives with them.
That's hardly an explanation.
I'll work on it.
Any idea where she went?
Unpredictable.
What a nice day for you so far.
I feel like running away.
Care if I tag along for a while?
You shouldn't even be in the car, you know that, don't you?
I'll see you needed a nurse.
This is my sister, Deb, Constable Bailey.
Tannis.
Hi, Tannis. Come on in.
Thanks.
Where's Barry and Stevie?
I just put them to bed. David's reading to them. I'm having him stay over tonight in case I have to go out. Go say goodnight to them. They'd like to know you're here.
You don't need to tell me.
Why are you limping?
Dog bit me.
They call him Uncle Duck.
It suits him.
David's a babysitter. He's a godsend. Come and sit. She was diagnosed 5 years ago, and the symptoms have progressed so rapidly, I barely have words for it.
It's pathetic. It's awful.
Try living here.
How many times has she wandered off?
This is the third time, but never after dark before.
I'll get out there right away, Deb.
I'm not prodding you.
How did you find her the other times?
We made her a bracelet. Address, phone number. My name is Anna Donaldson, and I have Alzheimer's.
Ray's idea.
Someone called both times.
Perfect strangers. A cab driver and a gas station attendant. They both went out of their way to help. She could have just as easily gotten mugged or run over. The second time she was gone for an hour. We were in a frenzy. What time is it?
9 o'clock.
30 minutes and counting.
The boys are asleep now, Mrs. Carter.
Thanks, David. This is Tannis Bailey. She works with Ray.
Hi, David. We're in the same business, except he's important and I'm not. Actually, I've been suspended.
For a good cause?
Depends on who you talk to.
Right.
Can I watch some TV?
Sure. And help yourself to the fridge.
I'm sorry what happened, Mrs. Carter. The last time I looked, she was napping.
It's not your fault, David.
I know better, that's all.
Don't worry about it.
Is he good with the boys?
He's great. And he's been good with Mom, too, when Paul or I can't be here. We met him at a support group for families with afflicted members. His grandfather died of Alzheimer's. They were close.
How's your mom with the boys?
Sometimes she's good. Sometimes she gets frustrated. They think she's being funny when she asks them who they are.
I better get out there.
Hey, I'm coming with you. No arguments.
I feel like a real bonehead. I mean, my little problems about my inability to conform. How would you like to be walking somewhere in the city tonight, alone and confused and afraid? I'll never bitch about my life again. Yeah, right. I only have to be reminded about every 6 minutes or so. Bad day for Ray. First his wife, then his mother. There's tension in the air between him and his sister. Oh, and when David came into the room, Ray turned into an iceberg. I wonder what that's about. How come you never told me about this before, Donaldson? I'm your friend. It's a serious issue.
You're insulted, right?
Well, like, I'm trying really hard not to be, but can't you just tell me why now?
Coming right up here, Ace. This is where Mom was found the first time.
At the Husky?
Yeah. The gas jock tried to talk to her, but she couldn't make heads or tails of Mom's gibberish. She gave her a coffee and a magazine and called the cops.
What do you mean, gibberish?
It's part of what happens with memory loss. Nobody knows very much about it. It's sort of like a short circuit in a switchboard. The words and what they're normally connected to get all scrambled up for some reason. Neurons, chemicals. I don't really understand it.
Is she scrambled all the time?
Not yet. She still has stretches of clarity. But it's really weird, you know? Certain words she'll get wrong the same way every time. She calls a hanky a sword. That's the best one.
Strange disease.
It's terrible.
How's her temperament?
All over the map. The drugs make her docile, but she's pretty scary without them sometimes. Did you, notice the scratches on Deb's face?
Yeah, I did.
Mom clawed her.
Jeez.
Hi, Detective Donaldson. Do you remember me from a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Let me guess. That old woman's wandered off again.
She's not that old. Have you seen her tonight?
Sorry.
Well, if you do, don't let her get away. She's faster than she looks.
Maybe that family should consider putting her in a nursing home or something.
Well, if they need some advice, I'll make sure they come right here to this dandy spot of intellect and get it straight from you. How's that?
I was just making a suggestion. I didn't mean to offend anyone.
Just pump the gas.
I'm a good citizen. Come on, Ray, forget it. What's the matter with you? It's okay to talk about it, you know. I mean, I really do appreciate how tough it must be.
You think you do?
Because it's difficult, because she embarrasses you sometimes, because it's out of your control.
Get out of my head. Where the hell is she?
Ray, is her memory loss the same short and long, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Immediate memory suffers the most. What they call remote memory sometimes doesn't go at all and can finally become the only memory before everything pops off. And it will. Maybe that woman's right. Maybe we should put her in a home, but the only time I tried to bring it up, Deb flew off the handle. She thinks she and David can manage by themselves. She doesn't even ask much from me anymore.
What about her husband?
Paul? He sells sports equipment for a wholesale outfit. He's on the road a lot. If you want to know the truth, I think their marriage is heading for crisis.
How old is David?
16. Why?
I get this distinct feeling you don't like him very much.
I don't trust him like Deb does. There's something going on behind his eyes. It's always put me off. Deb doesn't see it.
The second time your mom wandered off, she was found by a cab driver, right?
Yeah, right beside that Greek restaurant on Center Street. That's quite a long walk from the house. I was amazed.
Do you remember the cabbie's name, what company?
It isn't going to help, Ace.
Humor me.
Yeah, I was just sitting on the street in front of the restaurant here. I just dropped off a fare for dinner, and I saw her coming down the sidewalk. And as soon as she saw me, she started to run toward me. And when she got closer, I could see she had this real panicky look on her face.
What did she say to you?
I couldn't understand it. It was all mixed up.
Then she climbed into the cab.
Right behind me. And she started yelling in that language again. And then she got me in a chokehold. And when I finally pried her hands off my throat, that's when I noticed her medical bracelet. I thought she'd escaped from a nut house.
She can go from tears to rage to silence in a matter of seconds.
Then what happened?
She curled up on the back seat and went to sleep. I looked at her bracelet, called, then drove her home.
Anything else? Anything noteworthy?
When she got out of the car, she looked me straight in the eye and said, "Thanks for the nice picture book, Daddy." I forgot about that.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
I'll keep an eye out for her.
What are you thinking?
for a pattern. Maybe she wanders off in pursuit of the same thing each time.
She gets lost going to the bathroom, Ace. She gets the TV and the microwave mixed up. She doesn't recognize her own family half the time. She'll start the same sentence 50 times in a row and stop off in the same place like a broken record. Yeah, it's enough to make you scream.
There, you just described a pattern.
Leading to what?
I don't know.
It's leading to the most pitiful end you can imagine, that's where. You know what? I'll be glad when it's over. Sometimes I wish you'd just wander off the edge of the earth.
That's a normal reaction, Ray. Stop beating yourself up about it.
Stop analyzing me.
I'm sorry. Look, it's almost 9:30. Let's go back to your sister's place. She could probably use the company for a while.
Why don't I drop you off there and I'll keep looking?
Half the service is looking for her, Ray. Take a few minutes with your sister. How are you holding up, Deb?
She's been gone more than an hour now.
New record.
I'm getting apprehensive.
You don't let it show much.
I've trained myself not to. It started with the kids, I suppose. Not to alarm or upset them. Oh, don't get me wrong. I blow up about once a week. I go outside. I go in the bathroom.
Not like I do, you mean.
You're too on your guard tonight, Ray.
You gave me a look.
I did not.
I've lost it with Mum a few times. I've yelled at her. It gets to me quicker.
I've had a lot more practice, that's all.
Oh, and we both know where this conversation is heading.
Do we?
Don't we?
Excuse me, I think I'll go for a walk.
We've nothing to hide from you, Tanis.
Oh, this is for me. I need one. What's on?
The Road Warrior.
Mel Gibson before he was famous. Great little flick.
I like the kid with the boomerang.
Yeah, he's neat. David, Mrs. Carter told me your grandfather died of Alzheimer's. She said you two were close.
He was more like my father.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What do your parents do?
They're split up. I don't know where he is, but Mom's probably in the bar with her friends.
At least she has some friends.
If you can call them that.
Who's your best friend?
I don't really have one. It doesn't matter, they only end up turning against you anyway. As soon as I get my driver's license, I'm going to travel across the country. Mrs. Carter says I can have her mom's car someday.
What about school?
I'm lousy at it.
When I was 17, I took off from home. My father was in the Air Force. We were stationed in Germany for a while. I went all over Europe and Greece and Turkey, Pakistan.
Did you ever regret it?
No, but there's always a price to pay.
I'll pay it.
David, tell me what happened today with Mrs. Donaldson. What do you remember?
I don't know. Mr. Carter's out of town again, and Mrs. Carter went to the store for something, and Mrs. Donaldson was taking a nap, and Barry and Stevie were playing on the floor, and I was playing Nintendo. And then that's when Detective Donaldson dropped in.
Detective Donaldson was already here once today?
Yeah.
When? What time?
I don't know, about 8 o'clock when Mrs. Carter was at the store.
How long was he here?
I don't know, about 10 minutes.
What did he want? What did he say?
He said he wanted to take his mother for a walk. So I kept playing Nintendo for a while, and then Mrs. Carter got home, and that's when we realized Mrs. Donaldson was gone from the house.
Didn't you tell her that Detective Donaldson had been here?
No.
Why not?
He told me not to.
What do you mean?
He just said it wasn't necessary for Mrs. Carter to know that he'd been here.
Ray and I were lovers, for God's sake. I see him as my confidant, my mentor. Why would he keep things from me in a time of crisis? What's going on in this household? Where's Ray?
He went downstairs. We had a big argument. I'm sure you saw it coming.
Maybe it's a night for revelations.
A counselor told us 2 years ago that Alzheimer's is a family disease, and I didn't really know what she meant by that until recently.
It must be exhausting.
It's a wrecking ball.
I'm sorry.
I've always thought that my life has been more screwed up than Ray's has over this, but I'm not so sure about that anymore.
What do you mean?
Maybe it's Mom. Maybe it's his job. Maybe it's his marriage. Maybe it's sibling rivalry. Maybe it's everything all piling up, but...
What, Deb?
You probably see him more than we do, Tanis. Does he seem like himself to you these days?
I don't know how to answer that.
God, I was only gone for half an hour.
Deb.
She was a high school English teacher. She was bright and funny and thoughtful and philosophic and... She loved books. She loved to read. And now you should see her. Oh, she reads, still reads. She'll read the same page over and over and over and over until someone comes along and turns the damn page for her. And she never remembers a bloody word of it. That can't be. I'm sorry. A lot of people with Alzheimer's are suicidal. I've had the most vivid nightmare. What time is it?
Just after 10.
2 hours.
Deb, do you know anything about a picture book of some kind that her father might have given to her? Maybe as a child?
Her father loved to read, too. He gave her lots of books. A picture book?
She sort of mentioned one to the cabbie who brought her home that day.
That's very touching.
What?
Her father was a cabbie. I wonder which one she was thinking of. She has a bookshelf in her bedroom devoted to her childhood. It's like a little museum. She's very proud of them.
Can I see?
Sure.
Donaldson, there you are. What are you doing?
Just wandering around. I grew up in this house. This was my room.
How come it's empty?
Well, Paul's got plans for it. I don't know. Probably a weight room or something.
He's a real jock, huh?
Yeah, I think he is. What you got there?
A picture book.
Let me see.
Be careful. It's very brittle.
The zoo story. I remember this one. It's a real nice book. It's a, what do you call it, three-dimensional...
Pop-up.
Right, pop-up.
It's about a little girl who goes to the zoo and meets all the animals and then changes places for a day with a monkey.
Yeah, I remember. Mom used to read it to me a lot.
Do you remember the inscription?
No. To my little monkey face on her 5th birthday, love Daddy, 1927.
Deb and I were looking through your mom's bookshelf and Deb noticed that this one, one of your mom's old favorites, was missing. We found it under her pillow.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. You want to hear something weird?
What?
I had this book, too, when I was little. My mom found it at a garage sale and thought I'd like it, but you know what? It scared the crap out of me. It haunted me for weeks, and I finally burned it up with my father's cigarette lighter.
What was so bad about it?
It made me feel really insecure that a stupid monkey could come along and take my place in my family and not even be noticed. I related like crazy. I was very impressionable.
You're one of a kind, Ace.
Was she reading this book when you dropped by here earlier?
No, she was... sleeping. How did you know I dropped by here earlier?
David told me.
What else did he say?
He said you told him not to tell anybody.
No, I didn't. I said Deb didn't need to know that I'd been here, that's all.
Why not? Why did you drop by?
What are you getting at, Ace?
I was just wondering why you hadn't mentioned it before.
So what are you getting at?
Ray, the police just phoned. A woman answering her mom's description was seen on a city bus about an hour ago.
Where at?
Southbound. The driver said she got off the north end of Lionsgate Bridge.
Oh, God.
I'm coming with you, Ray. If they find her at the bottom of a river, I want to be there. I don't want to be waiting by the phone.
Will you stay here, Ace? I know it's a long shot, but if Mom finds her way home, I'd like an adult here.
Yeah, of course I will.
Let's go, then.
Ray!
I'll go tell David what's happening.
We'll talk later.
Okay. Donaldson harm his own mother? What the hell am I thinking? Tanis, if they gave you a week in an empty room with a piece of chalk, you'd try to connect everything in the universe. God almighty. I'm still the little girl who burnt this book out of fear of not being noticed. Hi, David.
You don't have to stay here, you know. I can take responsibility. I'm an adult.
You overheard that, huh?
Yeah.
Does it offend you?
Detective Donaldson probably told you he doesn't trust me like Mrs. Carter does. But really, he's just jealous of the kind of relationship we have. He's pretty old-fashioned.
What do you mean? What's old-fashioned got to do with how much Mrs. Carter trusts you?
You've been around, you know.
Run it by me again.
It isn't just trust. It's more than trust.
How much more?
She's not even 30 yet. If she didn't have to take care of her mother all the time, she'd change her whole life in a flash. All of it. Including her husband.
Uh-oh. Too weird. Where could this be leading? Hello?
It wasn't Mom. I guess it sort of looked like her, but when I showed the bus driver a good clear photograph, he completely changed his mind. The woman he saw was a bag lady.
Sorry, Ray.
And we seem to be saying that a lot to each other tonight.
Yeah. So now what happens?
Well, I was thinking about something you said earlier about patterns and pursuits, and I started wondering about that book she was reading. I mean, do you think it's possible she's gone to the zoo?
In the middle of the night?
That's got nothing to do with it. She can see stars at high noon sometimes.
Well, what's to lose, eh?
There's something funny in your voice, Tanis. Something you need to say?
Not at the moment.
Is David in the room?
Yeah.
You're on to something. I'll call you back in a few minutes. How's that?
Good.
They didn't find her, eh?
No. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, we were talking about Mrs. Carter, and you were saying how you think that caring for her mother is somehow, I don't know, kept her from, what, going for changes, exploring herself?
You sound like a therapist I had once.
Oh, yeah? After your grandfather died?
No, way before. Stuff that happened at school.
David, can I ask you a sort of sensitive question? Adult to adult.
Okay.
Are you, like, kind of in love with Mrs. Carter?
I think Paul's fooling around on her. I think he takes some woman on the road with him all the time.
You didn't answer my question.
Do you want some popcorn?
David, tell me honestly, do you have any idea, even a clue, where Mrs. Donaldson might have gone tonight?
No.
Are you sure?
She's like my grandfather was. It's like they turn into zombies. By the end, I started to hate him for it. I'm glad he died. It was best for everybody.
Hello?
What's going on at the house? Talk to me, Ace.
Really? That's wonderful news. They found her, David. Is she all right, Donaldson?
Okay, I copy you. Let's work through this carefully. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Does David know where Mom is?
Chances.
I'll be right there.
No.
I'll park across the street. I'll give you 10 minutes, then I'm coming in and doing it my way.
Okay, Donaldson. I'm so happy for you. See you all in a little while. Bye.
Where did they find her?
Guess.
I don't know.
At the zoo.
Oh, yeah? Wow. That's a long ways away.
Yeah. He's sweating bullets suddenly. His eyes are moving around. Something's gone wrong. Patience, Tannis.
Like, it's pretty weird. I mean...
Here we go.
How a person can get lost in their own house and still remember how to drive to the zoo.
Yeah, no kidding. He's doing the mental arithmetic now. He's speeding back through the conversation, trying to think if he gave something away, if he tipped me off somewhere.
I mean, like...
Keep going, keep going.
So, is her car still okay, though? She didn't smack it up or anything, did she? Did anybody say?
Not that I know of.
Hope not.
Just a second. Who said anything about a car? You did, David.
I think I'll make some popcorn.
Sure.
Find a good movie.
The garage is behind the house across the backyard. David's watching me out the kitchen window. I hear a car. I think I smell fumes. Please, God, no. Side door locked. Open wide, Mr. Locke.
Mrs. Donaldson!
Mrs. Donaldson is lying on the seat of the vehicle. I pull her out of the garage and onto the lawn. Her breathing is shallow. I start AR. I hear the electric garage door open and the car backs out. David walked right past us. I can't leave her to stop him, and he knows it. Come on, Mrs. Donaldson. Come on. I've been sitting outside of intensive care for an hour now. Deb's inside with her mother, and Donaldson's talking to the doctor down the hallway. Staff Sergeant Mann just got here.
How is she, Constable?
She's gonna make it, sir.
Thank God.
That's one tough woman, despite her illness. She was in the car for 2.5 hours.
Any damage done?
They don't know yet, sir. She's talking, though. She opened her eyes, sneezed, and asked for a sword.
A sword?
I mean, thank you to her, sir.
Yeah, I've got an uncle with Alzheimer's. Oh, by the way, we caught up with David. He was having a hamburger at Peter's drive-in. That's one weird kid.
Yes, sir.
It was good you happened to be there, Bailey. How did you happen to be there?
I'm a friend of the family, sir.
Write something down for me, what you think went on. Can you do that?
I'll try to, sir.
Detective Donaldson.
As I write this, David isn't talking yet. He's clammed right up, so this is only conjecture. Now, the fact that he ran, though, leads me to think foul play. I can't say for certain how Mrs. Donaldson got into the car. She doesn't remember. But I've narrowed it down to 3 possibilities. 1, she tried to kill herself. 2, she got in the car to go for a drive and simply forgot where she was. It could happen. 3, David got her into the car somehow. What I do know for certain is that the garage door was locked from the outside and can only be locked from the outside. Mrs. Donaldson's car is fairly new and well sealed, and the windows were closed. That's what saved her. According to the paramedics, it would have taken her another hour or so to totally succumb. She's very lucky. Have I missed anything? Mrs. Donaldson was wearing her best coat and hat. She had her purse with her, and she was wearing lipstick. We're all just wandering around in one way or another. Have mercy. Amen.
What are you thinking, Ace? You haven't said a word since we sat down. Go ahead, ask me. I know it's killing you.
What were you doing there, Donaldson?
I just had a fight with my wife. We decided to get a divorce, and I needed to talk to my mother. I walked into her bedroom. She was sleeping. I laid my head on her shoulder, and I started to cry. I shook her, and she woke. She looked me straight in the eye and said, "Who are you?" I had a moment which was worse than any nightmare I've ever had. I saw myself putting a pillow over her face and leaning forward on my arms with all of my weight. I was so ashamed of myself, I didn't want my own sister, who I love and respect, to know that I'd even been there. I left in disgrace and I came to you. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Uncle Duck, it answers my question.
You want to hold my hand?
You've been listening to episode 2 of Bailey's Way by Gordon Pengilly. The play was called The Wanderer and starred Esther Purvis-Smith as Tanis Bailey. Grant Lindeberg as Detective Donaldson. Heather Lee McCollum as Deb. Stephen Spender as David. And David Loraney as Sergeant Mann. With them were Sharon Backer playing the dispatcher and the gas jockey, and Terry Lawrence playing the disc jockey and the cabbie. The music was in the hands of 4 Score and 7, featuring Dave Hamilton, Phil Hall, Neil Bentley, Tom Moon, Ray McAndrew, Keith Flowen, and Miles Jackson. Technical operations and sound effects were conducted by Bob Doble. The program was produced and directed in our Calgary studios by Marty Fishman. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. The executive producer of the Mystery Project is Bill Howell.